Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
I really, really need you to be proud. To be proud of what you've done, what you stand for, issues you stand for, this country, what you've done to build this country into the economic and freedom juggernaut it was and hopefully will become again. I need you to be proud. I said this at CPAC in a speech that I gave on Friday that went viral, thanks to you and a lot of folks spreading it around. Be proud. Stand up. Chest out. Shoulders back. Chin high. You're on the right side of this. I want to play a brief clip of that. More importantly, I want to get to the barn burner President Trump put out there. Long, long speech, 2 hours. But there's a few snippets of it that are really imperative. He gets it. I told you he gets it. He's back, President Trump. I got that. Also, I got our hero and zeros of the day. We got a zero of the day from Newsweek. Loaded show today on this Monday. Finally, it's been hard the last few weeks for material, folks. Not today. Producer Gee here was like, are we going to get to all this? I'm like, not sure. Don't know. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Why haven't you gotten a VPN yet? Protect your online data from prying eyeballs. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Don't wait. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. Loaded show. Our first sponsor of the day, our friends at Tommy John. The 75-inch TV, not the 50. The ribeye, not the sirloin. Business, not coach. There are times when paying a little more is worth it. Just like there's a world of difference between the stretched out, decrepit sadness in your underwear drawer and Tommy John underwear, what I wear. When you're wearing Tommy John underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics like me. Because with dozens of comfort innovations, once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Here's the only downside. Once you get a pack of your Tommy Johns, you're going to wash them and they'll go to the top of your underwear drawer. And you're never going to wear any other underwear again. Innovations like breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With over 13 million pairs sold, men across America love Tommy John underwear because they keep everything in place. No more flopping around or sticking to yourself. Tommy John underwear comes with a non-rolling waistband for the perfect fit. Legs don't ride up and you're covered with their no wedgie guarantee. Strong. Returns and exchanges are free. Right now, get 20% off. That's 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Dan. Don't forget the website. That's 20% off a Tommy John underwear and loungewear at TommyJohn.com/Dan. That's TommyJohn.com/Dan. Keep it together. TommyJohn.com/Dan. They look great too. See site for details. All right, producer Joe, let's go.
There it is.
Yeah, good to see Joe on a Monday, loaded weekend. So I spoke at CPAC on Friday. Thank you to everyone that showed up. Joe and I did the show there last year. This year is a lot going on. Maybe we'll do the show there next year. Say hello to everybody again. We got to decide that. But my speech at CPAC, just a quick backstory. So I promise you, I don't say this to sound like, yeah, look at me, super edgy, cool guy. No dice. I don't do that. Self-praise definitely stinks. But the speech went viral. It was their most watched speech or clip of it on their CPAC Twitter account by far, thanks to you. And one of the things I brought up is exactly what I was talking about before, is your need to be proud, chest out, chin up. I know we took it on the chin in this last election. I get it. It's tough. But folks, the core of my speech, which I'm not kidding. I thought of 2 minutes, maybe less than that. Right, Paula? Paula's in the other room now. Give me a yell. Give me a yay. Right? That's right. Thank you. You hear that? I thought of this speech 2 minutes before walking out. I was chatting with a guy in the green room and didn't realize my speech was like 2 minutes away. And Paula's like, hey, guy talking to Dan. He was a nice guy. But Dan really has to go on stage like now. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even have anything. And I thought to myself, it's time to dust off. Dust off. Knees, dust off the knee. Get up, everybody. We need to get up. We need to get back in the fight. Trump's back in the fight. We're all back in the fight. Here was the end of my speech. It was about 15 minutes. This is just about 30 seconds, but this was literally the end. And thank you for sending this viral, where I emphasize the need for you to be proud. Stand up. We are on the right side of history. If there was ever a right side of history, you are on it. Check this out.
Leave here tonight with your chest out, proud. You are the renegades. You are the misfits. You are the real fighters. You're the one that matters. And don't make no mistake as you leave. You are on the right side of everything. Free speech, the freedom to protect your family, the freedom to assemble, to make your own money, to save your own life through your health care, and to get your kids in a good school. That is you. You are on the right side of this. Be proud. Say your prayers. Thank the Lord Almighty. You are on the right side of history. Amen.
I need you all to be proud. I need you. I need you to need me to be proud. You need me to need others to be proud. You may say, oh, what are we talking about? Silly things like being proud of where we stand. And because, folks, I was sensing after the election this almost apathy, like, gosh, did we do something wrong here? Almost buying into the left-wing lunatics narrative. You know, back in the 60s, it was cool to be the hippies and the misfits, right? The renegades, as I said in the speech. That's us now. It's only us. You're the real renegades now. We're the land of misfit toys. I don't mean that as an insult. I mean it as a compliment. We're the counterculture revolution now. Just us. No one else. Don't count on the ACLU or, you know, any liberal free speech advocate to come in and say, hey, you know what? These conservatives, we don't like their ideas, but they may be onto something. We should join them in the fight. No. Don't waste your time. It's just us now. Don't ever forget, real renegades, real dissidents in times of a freedom crisis never have a safe place. You'll never have a safe home. Never. You'll never be safe from tyranny. But you'll damn well be on the opposite side of it. And you can be proud, your chin up, head held high, shoulders back, that when the tyranny came, you were on the other side of it. You were the warriors for freedom. And I need everyone to get up and be proud again. President Trump's back. We're back. I want to make one final note here. There's no timeouts, folks. There's no pauses. There's no do-overs. It's not a video game. There's no time for that. The time right now to get up and re-engage, no matter how depressed you are about what happened in the 2020 election, is yesterday, not today. Today's already too late. We have to get back in this fight. I need you. I cannot do this alone. Trump can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. You need me. I need you. Please. It is so time to get back in this fight. I want to thank OANN, too, the network, for running my speech. I want to say that again. I want to thank OANN, the network, for running my speech. Joe, I'm looking for an Paula. Sorry. Paula said an Gee, can I get an from you? Yeah, I got a big Again, I want to say it a third time. I want to thank you to OANN for running my speech. Okay, moving on. If you like that sort of thing, some of you will pick up what I'm putting down. He's back. He's back. The kid is back. The kid. In New York, that was a complimentary term, not an insult. President Trump back. Gave a, gosh, what was that, about 2 hours? That was a long speech. I stood there and listened to the entire thing. Although I have to be honest, halfway through, I really needed a bathroom break bad. I drank a lot of water. Had a few adult sodas the night before on date night with Paula, was slightly dehydrated, so I had been drinking a lot of water. Halfway through the speech, I was like, is there a pause button for this? So yes, I had a hit pause on the TV. Thank God for DVRs. And you know, but the speech was good. Listen, it was not his standard go off script all the time, get off on tangents, but really rouse the crowd emotional speech. Granted. But it was a good speech. Anyone telling you otherwise is just silly. They're just playing stupid games. Play stupid games, you know, win stupid prizes. But here are his key takeaways. I've got a few snippets from it. And these are important, and I'm going to get into why. The key takeaways. Number one, he's listening. We know election reform is a huge issue. Do we not? Check out this CPAC 2021 poll. Most important issues? Shocker. What have we been saying? Key, 3 weeks now, right? If you're not going to run on election integrity and free and fair elections and cancel culture, those two things, please don't run for office. CPAC 2021 poll, most important issues. No surprise to listeners of the Dan Bongino Show, election integrity. Ding, ding, ding. Kenny Bell. Got to stop the Kenny Bell. It rings for like 2 minutes. Election integrity. President Trump gets that, ladies and gentlemen. He totally gets it. Because he listens and he's not stupid like some other candidates out there who are still going to run on things that are really important, but they're going to highlight it in their campaign, leaving election integrity behind, not realizing if we don't have free and fair elections, nothing else really matters. But here's video number one from President Trump asking the question. You gotta love, how much you love this guy? Joe, how much you love this guy? I mean, what's the first thing out of his mouth? You gotta say, the question I'd ask, hey, you miss me yet? Check this out.
Hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me yet?
I laughed when I heard that.
That was great.
Me too. Yeah, that was great.
It's so, I love this guy. You miss me. Yes, yes, we do. CPAC and outside. Oh, my gosh, I'm crying already. The show just started. My eyes will be red the whole show now. It's not a joke. It's not some act. I don't like, there's not like a sniffer salt that makes me cry for the thing. This guy just cracks me up. That's what I love about this guy. I promise you that was not in the teleprompter. You miss me yet? Yes, we do. All right, back to the substance of speech. These are all short, like 30-second clips or so. Most of you heard it, but I do want to make a point of emphasizing this for a reason. It's not just I'm bringing this up to repeat what he said during this speech. I'm bringing this up for a reason. I wrote it down. He listens, Trump. He has good instincts. He has solid instincts. I'm thinking back to a time when Mitt Romney lost the election to President Obama, and I was in a group of conservatives, and we brought this guy in to talk about how we would fix the party. And the first thing he said is, we should never talk about immigration again. True story. Everybody in the group was like, what? Excuse me. What happens? Trump runs, makes immigration the centerpiece of his campaign and wins. He's got great instincts on issues. Some of, you know, we got to fix some of the personnel instincts. I think he realizes that. But on issues, he has great instincts. So what's the first thing? One of the first things he brings up in his speech. What did I just tell you was going to matter? I'm not going to say I didn't tell this to his team too. I'm not suggesting I made him say this. I did not. He's got good instincts outside of what I say. Election reform and cancel culture. You don't run on those two things. Please don't run. President Trump gets it. Check this out.
Another one of the most urgent issues facing the Republican Party is that of ensuring fair, honest, and secure elections.
Again, showing you, you're not wasting your time tuning into the show every day. Joe, how long have we been on this for? Election reform and cancel culture, what, a month now?
Easy.
I'd like to think that the show has become a success thanks to you. You're the most loyal audience in the history of audiences. We love you to death. But I listen to you as well. My email is out there. People email me. They email Paula. They go to the info account. They email us and we read your emails. How do I know elections matter? Not just because of a CPAC poll. Because I listen to my audience and they're like, hey, Dan, elections really matter to us. What happened in 2020 can't happen again. These last minute election changes, all that stuff. That's why. Trump gets it. He has amazing instincts for issues. He just does. Okay, here's takeaway number two. So first, good instincts, right on election reform, boom. Number two, again, you're not wasting your time. What did I tell you a month ago? There will be no third party run by President Trump. You want to start a third party, do your thing. I'm telling you, there's no math for it. You cannot win. We do not have a parliamentary system in the United States. We don't have it. We have I wish we didn't. I'm not recommending or endorsing the two-party system. It's broken. I'm just telling you, strategy-wise, right now, that's what we're stuck with. I told you he would not start a third party because we have single-member districts in Congress. One person wins, right, Joe? The congressman or woman wins. There's not two people based on how much of the vote you got.
Right.
Well, congressman, parliamentary, you know, representative so-and-so is going to get this many delegates. No, no, it's not the way it works. You either win as a Republican or a Democrat, or else you split the vote. I told you Trump wasn't going to do it. I got a lot of emails. Again, I'm not trying to be right. I'm just trying again to tell you the guy has good instincts. The Republican Party is a disaster. A third party, the math is an even bigger disaster. Trump gets it. Here's Trump on the third party yesterday.
Before, I am not starting a new party. That was fake news. Fake news, no. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that.
Folks, there's things I can and can't say, okay? For obvious reasons. Even saying I can't say it, I shouldn't say. I told you this a month ago. He was not going to do this, okay? He's not stupid. The Republican Party's a mess. 80% of it is a train wreck. But 100% of a third party strategy will fail. There's no math. And people say, well, what if he started a third party just to run nationally? Forget about congressional districts where only one person wins and you'd be splitting the vote. Okay. You need 270 electoral votes to win, right? That's how it works. The presidential race is 50 state elections, 50 separate state elections. You need 270 to win. If you don't get to 270, what happens? The race goes to the House of Representatives, where the House of Representatives, each state gets one vote. Whoever gets a majority wins. So you're suggesting to me states run exclusively by Republicans or Democrats, because no one will get to 270 if Trump were to run in third party, that they are going to then go and vote outside of the Republican or Democrat party and vote for a third party. It's not going to happen. There's no math. He knows that. He's not stupid. And anyone who thinks he's stupid, you're stupid for thinking he's stupid. All right, let me get to my second sponsor, and I got a few more videos here. Do we get a teaser for 2024? I think we did. I think we did. I got that, a rejection of cancel culture. Issue two, elections, cancel culture, because Trump doesn't lick his finger and see where the winds are blowing. Trump just gets it. He's got good instincts. I got that, and then a line that has the media going crazy. Today's show brought to you by Armacost, favorite sponsor of the show, his buddies, my buddies at Rock Auto.
That's
chain
right.
Stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers like Armacost. Why does Joe go to rockauto.com? Because Joe does not want to pay more. Prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, you know, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everyone. Does not require membership or an account login, none of that stuff. RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving their customers for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything. Engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, it's everything you need in a few easy clicks, super easy to navigate around. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, and choose the brands, specs, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for pros and do-it-yourselfers like our buddy Joe. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car and truck. Save money today. Do us one favor, though. There's a how did you hear about us box when you make a purchase. Please write my last name, Bongino, in there so they know we sent you. We appreciate it. It's an amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. I know you all love my singing voice. Just kidding. But rockauto.com is the place to go. Joe Less.
All right,
Joe Less, because Joe's an actual singer, and I'm not. Yeah, sorry. But I still love the theme song. All right, getting back to the show. All right. So did we get a teaser from President Trump about what's coming up in 2024? Gosh, I hope so. Again, I hope this is a teaser. So he said something in the beginning of his speech about this journey not being over. I mean, what is he talking about, journey not being over? Is he taking some kind of like eat, pray, love journey or whatever? I don't think that's what he's talking about. Check this out. President Trump on the journey not being over.
to so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room and all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we begun together, we went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over. We've just started.
What could he be talking about? No idea. Of course we know what he's talking about. Again, dust off, everybody, dust off. Time to dust off. Everybody off the mat, off the mat. Time to get back, 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 back. I grew up in Queens. Every Italian kid like me in Queens, you know, Bongino's. I'm only actually half Italian. I'm Irish, German, a little bit of French apparently too. Just found that out not that long ago. But every Italian in New York does that. You know, back, back to hands, get back. Right, Joe? Back in the fight. Back. Joe's seen me do it. My mother's husband. Like, hey, you're talking about your dad? No. My mother divorced and remarried. He died. Back. Everybody back, Italian guy. Time to get back in the fight. Trump's back. What's our excuse? Back. Time to get back. Journey not over. That's good. That's good. Like to hear that. I'd prefer your journey not be over too. And I promise he's not talking about like some world tour, like whatever, the Kiss reunion or whatever it may be. I don't think that's the journey he's quite talking about. I know Guy was laughing in the background. Guy, let me guess here. You were laughing because he said it was the greatest journey ever, like a huge journey right now, right? Was that what you were laughing at? How everything Trump does, it's the hugest and the biggest, right, Joe? That's funny, right? I can tell. I can see Guy laughing. I know that's what he's laughing at. Because he listens to the clips as they play in live time. He's like, this was the greatest journey ever. That's what I love about you. Everything is the greatest and the hugest and the biggest. I'm from Queens. Everybody from Queens is like that. I get it. I've explained this 1,000 times. Trump's from Queens too. Queens, New York. The reason guys from Queens and even the ladies from Queens are like this is because in Queens, when you grew up there, we were never considered as tough as the Brooklyn kids. You're from Brooklyn, you're just tough, or the Bronx automatically. Paula lived in the Bronx and people thought she was tough when she moved to Queens because she was from the Bronx, which is hilarious because Paula's not really known for her UFC skills, but everybody thought she was so tough, right, Paula? Like, she's from the Bronx. Stay away from her. Paula was like, yeah. Like, remember when Eddie Murphy walks into the cell in Trading Places? Because Karate Man. And he's like, yeah, that's Paula. She was like, yeah, I'm from the Bronx. Meanwhile, Paula really doesn't do a lot of like Superman punches or things like that. You know, if you're a UFC fighter. So you're not really considered tough when you're from Queens. So you got to exaggerate everything to make people believe you're tough. But you don't have the prestige and money of the Manhattan kids either. Like, oh my gosh, you were born in Manhattan? Woo, you must have money. That guy's got a lot of dough, whatever. So you always got to exaggerate everything there too to compete with the Manhattan kids. So you're like sandwiched in the middle. You're not like an upper level elite rich dude because you're from Manhattan and you're not a street brawler from the Bronx or Brooklyn either. You're the Queens kid. So everything has to be exaggerated. That's why Trump does that. It was the hugest, biggest journey ever. That is my Donald Trump thing. I get it. I grew up in Queens. There's parts of me, it's the same way. I'm telling you, that's just Queens guys. That's how he is. I just noticed him laughing. I know that's what you were laughing. I could see it. All right, here's Trump again. Two more quickies here. Again, the guy gets it with the issues. Do not sleep on the man's political instincts. Don't do it. He runs for office the first time. He won the presidency. The second time, he got the most votes of any Republican ever to run for office ever for the presidency. The results weren't what we wanted, but this is the first time this guy's ever run. His instincts are tremendous. Here he is focusing on what I told you is the only two issues, are the only two issues we should run on in 2022, to make them a highlight in 2024, highlight. Once we get in office, we can fix everything else. Election reform and cancel culture. Check this out.
We reject cancel culture.
Told you. Short clip, obviously. But he went on a little bit about it as well. Why? Again, you think he's just wasting his time? The guy's speech was like an hour and 50 minutes long, right? You think he just threw that in there randomly? Like, let me just bring up cancel culture. No, he has really solid, strong political instincts that liberals just don't get. All right, one final one. Ooh, did this set the liberal media on fire? Whoa! After this doozy, there was a total meltdown amongst the blue checkmark brigade on Twitter. Even though I don't post a lot of unique content on Twitter anymore, really any, once in a while I'll retweet something, but I do sometimes go on there to see what the blue checkmark brigade is melting down about because it's so funny to watch. Trump said this, and liberals absolutely lost their marbles. Check this out.
But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay? Beat them for a third time.
I just snored. All right. Surprised, actually, that the internet around the world wasn't shut down. The whole internet, Joe, the minute that was said, like the cancel culture. Yeah. Shut down the whole internet. Shut it down. Be no video, audio, tweets, parlays, anything. Shut the whole internet down for a day. We can't have any. We can't have that quote get out there. I'm telling you, they melted down. I've never seen anything like, well, I have, but it was almost unusual in its hysteria. He's back. Told you he's back. It's time for us to dust off. I can't dust off very well on this arm because my elbows are just horrendous these days, but I'm trying. Everybody dust off. Back in the game. All right. No more time. No timeouts. No pause in the video game. No throwing the red flags for review on the field. It's time to get back in the mix. It's our party, our country. It's worth fighting for. What's the alternative? All right. Let me get to this article. Speaking of the two big issues you should be hounding your local officials the right way, but we get it. You know, we should be hounding them about election reform and cancel culture. Now, I showed you that screenshot from, I just realized I did this totally out of order. There was supposed to be the screenshot now. There you go. This is Guy's first time, like running a whole operation by himself, Joe behind his, and he actually did, he knew what to do. He just rolled right into it. Mm-hmm. I had that photo before showing you the CPAC, and granted, the CPAC poll is not some unbiased sample of people. I get it. But I'm telling you, even when you look at unbiased polling of Republicans, election reform is number one. There are things happening. I want you again, chest out, shoulders back, chin up. Your emailing and calling of election officials demanding you better fix these elections, the pressure you're putting on them matters. It's only a few months after the November 2020 election, and there's already stuff being done right now to fix elections in the future. Are we done? Does it mean? No, this stuff hasn't passed. But again, I'm not going to be a defeatist. Dan, none of this is worth it. I'm done. I'm not done. There's no done. I said that in the speech. There's no done. Get the word done. Take it. Throw it out. The verdict is in. No done. Forget done. There is no done. You don't have an option for a done because there's no alternative. There's no done. Your efforts matter. Look, just the news article. Be in the show notes. I ask you, please subscribe to our newsletter. It is the show notes. Same thing. Bongino.com/newsletter. It is free. I will send you these articles every day. You won't regret it. We're almost at over a half a million on our newsletter. Just the News article by Daniel Payne. Efforts are underway in key battleground states to return voting systems to pre-2020 rules. Good. Legislators are looking to roll back major changes to mail-in voting and early voter lists. Why are they doing that? They're not doing it because they're nice guys. Politicians are almost never nice guys or gals. They're doing it because they want to stay in power. How do they stay in power? By getting your vote. How do they get your vote? By responding to what you tell them you want them to do. So by emailing them and calling them and saying, hey, I'm really not cool with these ridiculous, unconstitutional rule changes to elections. I think we should focus on voter integrity, election integrity issues. It matters. Here you go from the Just the News piece. Changes to election rules, some of them enacted prior to 2020 and others put in place in response to COVID, have included expansive mail-in voting, which, by the way, I'll side note, the New York Times noted repeatedly mail-in voting was more susceptible to rejection. I'll throw that in there. Expanded early voting. Okay, folks, we're early voting now, like 3 months out or something. Is this insane? Relaxation of verification rules. Why would we do that? And extensions to ballot receipt deadlines. All that stuff in swing states could be changed. Matter of fact, in some swing states, there's legislation moving right now that will change it. Why? Because your voice matters. Look what's happening in Georgia. The Senate passed a bill that would require voters to submit photocopies of their voter ID for absentee ballot applications. What's the problem with that? Hey, just show us you're the person actually voting. Is that really controversial? Am I missing something here? I don't think so. The bill would also do away with current signature matching, the system currently in place for absentee voting. The system's ripe for fraud and abuse, especially after Governor Kemp agreed to activist demands to make it more onerous for officials to reject disputed signatures. Why would you do that? Georgia, let's go on this. Let's go. Let's go. We got that? Let's go back. We're all back now. We're all back, okay? Ow. So soft these days. Pennsylvania, which Trump lost by fewer than 100,000 votes. State lawmakers have signaled an intent to repeal the state's no-excuse mail-in voting system, first implemented in 2019. State Senators Stefano and Mastriano. Back. You get it? Mastriano, Mastri. You get it? Paula, you get that? State Senator Stefano and Mastriano. We're back. Last month, said in a Senate memo. Some of you will get that. Bongino. And a state memorandum, they intended to introduce legislation repealing the no-excuse mail-in ballot provisions put in place 2 years ago via States Act 77. Mastriano, Stefano, Bongino, let's go back. Let's move that. Let's move that. I like these two guys. All right, let's move that. Let's get that going. Let's get some brews here. For those of you who like the Bronx Tale. Finally, these things going on in Arizona. It's a bill under consideration in Arizona, where Trump lost just by 11,000 votes, which would make it a felony for any public official to proactively send out a mail-in ballot to any voter not on the state's early voting list. Gee, that sounds like a good idea. Why would we want to send out a ballot not requested by someone who's not even in the state's voting system? That seems kind of dumb.
Yeah.
There are things happening, and they're happening because of you, because you're all back. We're all back in the game now. We're emailing, we're calling, we're doing our thing. We're seeing legislators show up at our Martin County, Florida, whatever, Republican Lincoln dinner. We all eat bad chicken at those dinners. We get it. I've been to like 25,000 of them, okay? When you see them, your first question, hey, what are we doing about the elections? What are we doing? Now, luckily in Martin County, we've got a solid system, Florida. But what are we doing? We're all back now. Election reform and cancel culture. What are we doing? If they don't have an answer for them, you may want to reconsider your vote in a primary. I'm just saying, things are happening because of you. All right, let me get to my third sponsor. And on the other side of this, again, I keep saying it, hammering home, elections and cancel culture. One and two, the deuce. That's what you got to run on. I got the cancel culture segment coming up next. What did I warn you about cancel culture? Once it turns on liberals, even liberals will turn on cancel culture. I got a piece of video showing you exactly what I mean. The guy I'm going to play next he's the Tucker Carlson of the left. I'll explain what I mean by that. You're not going to want to miss this video. It's good. It's worth your time. Today's show brought to you by our buddies at... There they are. There it is. Magic in a box. Magic spoon. Box is empty because my daughter eats it and puts the empty boxes back. And then it's like a trick because I go to grab it to eat my magic spoon cereal. And then you go, and there's nothing there because she hasn't thrown the box out. Luckily, now we have more. But that's okay. This is actually my box. Growing up, cereal is one of the best parts of being a kid. I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk you really shouldn't eat. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. How is that possible tasting like this? It is. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. We've got exciting news, too. Magic Spoon will be releasing two amazing new flavors this month for a limited time only. What? I didn't know this. This is news to me. I'm very excited to announce this. I just read this. I knew about other new flavors. They're talking about cookies and cream and maple waffle. Get on the phone with them, Paula, today. I need that today. And if that isn't the most comforting, and I did not know this before this read, indulging conversation, I don't know what is. This is the ultimate treat-yourself combo, so make sure you get some when you can for a limited time. Or build your own box. Here's some of the available flavors you can put in your bundle. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, Magic Spoon ships there as well. You don't think this stuff is amazing? You are sorely mistaken. Go to magicspoon.com/Bongino today. Grab your new limited edition cookies and cream. Notes, please, folks. We need that. Maple waffle or a custom bundle of cereal. Try it today. I need those two. I need it. I need it stat. And be sure to use our promo code Bongino at checkout to save $5 off your order. We all love promo codes. This offer is good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, but only when you use our code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, at checkout. Magic Spoon, so confident in your product, has a 100% happiness guarantee. You don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. You won't like it. You're going to love it. Get your next bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Bongino. Use a code Bongino to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring the episode and for feeding me in the mornings. You guys are the best. And ladies over there, too. We love you, too. All right. Back to the show. Cancel culture, issue number two. If you're not involved and you're running for office in cancel culture and you don't have some solutions, please pull your name off the ballot and stop wasting everybody's time, including mine. I told you cancel culture, which is a leftist phenomenon, cancel culture is cannibalistic by nature. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because very simply, it is a power trip. That's what cancel culture is. The people who want you canceled because you're a Trump supporter, the people who want you canceled because you're a Republican, the people who want CPAC canceled because it's a conference of conservatives, the people who do that are losers. They have no lives. They're complete zeros, total life degenerates. They are the scum of the earth, if I may. I'm sorry for sounding a little hostile, but they are. They're losers. They don't have real jobs. So this is not a joke, because unfortunately, I've gotten reports about some of them where people report on the cancel culture people. I've read them. They're not my reports, they're from others. And when you see the people doing it, you're like, my gosh, that guy sounds like a real loser. They are, but they get power from canceling others. Now, what's the problem with that? And why is that inherently going to turn cannibalistic as the cancel culture people turn on themselves? Because eventually you run out of people to cancel. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you can only call, right, Joe? You can only call so many conservatives Nazis and racists before eventually people stop taking you seriously. So then when you're like, my gosh, but I canceled that last guy and I feel so empowered because I'm such a loser and I have no job. And that was my one meaningful thing I've done in my life. I canceled that Nazi or whatever it may be, right? When you run out of people on the right because people stop listening to you, they then start searching for people on the left because the people on the left don't know how to respond. Because why do they not know, Joe? Because why would a leftist have a battle plan for being canceled? They think they're right. The cancel culture people too, right? They're like, no one's going to cancel me. I'm canceling you.
Right.
You can't cancel me. I'm a leftist. So they don't know what to do. So they start eating each other alive. Well, Bill Maher, not a fan of Maher, I got to be candid, but is attacked sometimes on, not sometimes, but all the time on conservatives and Christians. I am a believer in Jesus Christ proudly, are pretty offensive and gross. But Bill Maher is the Tucker Carlson of the left. What do I mean by that? Joe, let me ask you. Be the ombudsman here. Tell me, man, if you understand my analysis here.
Yeah, I think I know what you
watch,
mean.
I watch, you know, Tucker at night. I enjoy his show. But I don't agree with everything Tucker says. But Tucker has this theory I've heard from people who know him that once in a while you got to take a grenade. Let's call it a turd grenade because it's family friendly, but that's not the real term if you get what I mean. It rhymes with hit. You take this turd grenade and you just throw it in the crowd, right? You throw this to, in other words, like Tucker likes to start controversy. He does. So he'll say things that sometimes the Republican establishment, a lot of times, just doesn't like because he believes it. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe it or not, you don't really care. Maher does that on the left. He doesn't really care if leftists kiss his caboose. I think he cares about stuff that really matters to him, as evidenced by this segment here. Here's Bill Maher and his show on HBO this weekend. Just humiliating cancel culture wuss bags who go, and like I told you, and why? Because Maher understands that this eventually will come for him too. That's why. Check this out.
And finally, new rule, liberals need a stand your ground law for cancel culture so that when the woke mob comes after you for some ridiculous offense, you'll stand your ground. Stop apologizing because I can't keep up anymore with who's on the list. Now, lately, Republicans have been trying to appropriate the term cancel culture to describe what happens to them when they get a just comeuppance for actual crimes. And this muddying the water is unfortunate because cancel culture is real, it's insane, and it's growing exponentially, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. If you think it's just for celebrities, no. In an era where everyone is online, everyone is a public figure. It's like we're all trapped in the Hills Have Eyes and Wi-Fi. Take Mr. Emmanuel Cafferty. He was a San Diego gas and electric worker, but he got fired because someone reported him making a white supremacist hand gesture outside the window of his truck. But he's not a white supremacist. He's Latino. And he wasn't making a hand gesture. He's probably just flicking a booger. Is this really who we want to become? A society of phony, clenched avatars, walking on eggshells, always looking over your shoulder about getting ratted out for something that actually has nothing to do with your character or morals?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm not on board with this guy. And, you know, he had a fit and a shot at Republicans there. By the way, Joe, thank you for editing those cuss words. I did not put that in my subject line. No Joe's problem. A pro. Didn't have to do it. Usually I put edit cuss words out, please. Yeah. But Joe, right on that. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's right. I'm not sure he's doing this out of the kindness of his heart. Again, I think Bill Maher understands that eventually they're going to come for him, too. As he said there in the clip, you think this is just for Hollywood people? You're all public figures now, all of you. Sounds like something I said, Joe, about, 2-3 months ago when I said this fight's coming to your door soon?
Yeah.
And liberals went crazy? Oh, my gosh, what does he mean? That's what I mean. So cancel culture will collapse. We want to speed the collapse because eventually liberals will understand they're next. Maher gets it now. But it will collapse because it's strategically ridiculous, too. What do I mean? Let's go to Saul Alinsky's rules again. Rule number 13. What is it? Alinsky's rules for radicals. Rule number 13. Pick the target. Freeze it. Personalize it. And polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions do. Why will cancel culture collapse? Well, again, first, they go after liberals. Liberals are starting to see that. But secondly, because liberals are now so eager to cancel everyone and everything that they've broken Alinsky's rule number 13, Joe, the primary component of rule number 13 is to isolate the target. Isolate. Reminds me of my old police academy instructor in the NYPD. We had to do a baton test on a dummy to make sure you could use the PR-24 baton, and they wanted you to simulate the strike. And this guy, John B., I'll call him, he started like really whacking the dummy because he didn't know you weren't supposed to hit it. And the guy said, simulate, simulate. He was so mad at the guy. Isolate. I wish that guy Courtney, the instructor, was back. Isolate, isolate. True, stop that messing with him. It's just funny. Simulate. This kid Bethine back pounded the door. He's like, I bet said simulate the strike, you dunce. This is not isolation, folks. The left now wants to cancel everybody. Your dog, your cat, grandma, you. You voted for Trump. You stayed at a Trump hotel once. You bought a MAGA hat. You accidentally had a bottle of Trump wine in your fridge, and you're like, everybody has to be boycotted now. When you don't isolate the target and you target everyone, everyone understands the hilarity of your lack of isolating a target, and you look like a buffoon. What do I mean? So the Hyatt was, there's going to be another fake leftist boycott, which the Hyatt, I think, is kind of laughing off a little bit, but The Hyatt was boycotted for hosting CPAC by the left. And again, Hyatt people, just laugh this off. This is just really stupid. Here's an article in the Blaze, be in the show notes. Hyatt Hotel fires back at Democrats demanding boycott of a hotel chain for hosting CPAC. Hyatt gave a really good statement. Listen, they'll probably fold eventually, Hyatt. They, most of them do, sadly. But at least for now, they're holding strong. And if they do, I really don't care anymore. You know why, folks? Because we'll just, there will be a, just a free speech hotel chain too. I'm not kidding. You laugh. I'm not joking. There will be an entire free speech economy that people in the cancel culture business will have created by themselves. They are creating billions of dollars in opportunity. Here's a statement by the Hyatt about hosting CPAC. We take pride in operating a highly inclusive environment. We believe that the facilitation of gatherings is a central element of what we do as a hospitality company. We believe in the rights of individuals and organizations to peacefully express their views, independent of the degree to which the perspectives of these hosting meetings and events align with ours. Good. Again, they'll probably fold. Most of these companies do because they're full of woke idiots and they don't understand leftist boycotts are a total joke run by a couple of blue checkmark idiots out of their mommy's basement who have no other jobs and no money to spend at the Hyatt anyway. But I really don't care if the Hyatt folds or not. It doesn't matter. It'll just give me another business opportunity. I'm not kidding. I've got things I'm working on now with a bunch of people. There are meetings happening right now, I assure you. Right now. Right now, where people are building an entirely parallel free speech economy, and it's being created by liberal cancel culture idiots who recommend you boycott the Hyatt because they hosted conservatives. Liberal, you have no one. Once this hardened economy happens, liberals, you will be totally powerless. And then what'll happen, Joe, when the parallel economy is built, social media, you know, VPNs, whatever it may be, when all of it's built and we're done, I've got a lot of things coming up. Big time, publishing companies, everything. When it's built and you can't attack us anymore because we don't care and we laugh at you, there's no boycott to be had because our entire business model is your boycott. You get it? That's our entire business model. Your boycott only makes us richer. Once that happens, they will turn on themselves. They will, because they can't give up the power of having to cancel people, and they will eat their liberal selves alive. Guaranteed. Like I said, chest out, shoulders back, chin high. There's a plan. It's happening right now. I promise you. Liberal cancel culture wusses are creating billions of wealth in a now conservative free speech economy. I promise you. All right, let me get to my third sponsor. I'm going to get to the other side of this, how stupid this has really become. Cancel culture. LifeLock. If you use a free VPN or virtual private network for increased privacy when online, you may want to reconsider. Free VPNs have been known to harvest data and may expose your personal information. This could make you vulnerable to identity theft. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. In an instant, a cybercriminal could take what's yours, your hard-earned money, your credit, and your reputation. Good thing there is LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on a dark web. Didn't this happen to me the other day? Hold on a second. Do we have a voicemail still? Oh, check this out. This is real. Not a joke. I'll put this on speaker. Let's see if this will play. Here. Wait.
This is not a sales call. We recently detected an update to the...
That's real. That's me. That's my LifeLock message. Not a joke. If they detect your information has been potentially, I had my credit check. Don't worry, I'm okay. That's a real voicemail from LifeLock I got last week. You like that, Paula? I just thought of that on here. That's a real voicemail. We had a credit check for something. It's, don't worry. But we weren't. But that's how good they are. They called me, left me a voicemail. This is a credit check. This is a LifeLock for Dan Bongino. They'll send you an alert. Sometimes I get texts too. You'll have access, if your identity is stolen, to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Get it today. I've got it for me, my wife, my mother-in-law, my two kids, too. Get it for your kids. Don't let their identity get stolen either. People steal the identity of kids, and then they go to the hospital and make insurance claims on them and stuff like that. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/Bongino. Get that website right. LifeLock.com/Bongino. Save 25% off today. Thanks, LifeLock. And thanks for staying on top of my credit. I appreciate that. All right. Showing you again how stupid cancel culture has become. This was, I mean, if this is not the single dumb, and believe me, in cancel culture, it's hard to rank the stupidity because the stupidity is so rife. It's really hard to narrow it down. Here was the big controversy about Hyatt. One, Hyatt's, you know, according to liberals, not allowed to host conservatives because liberals are, you know, communist, terrorist, totalitarian, authoritarian thugs, the cancel culture ones. They just terrorize people all day. We'll cancel your job. We'll come after you. We'll show up at your house. So this is a real article by Sinead Baker. Is it Sinead? Am I saying that right? No, I think it says Irish. Sinead. Sorry, Sinead, if I'm not. She actually reached out to me. She wanted some comment about something. I'll try to call you back today. Business Insider. Hyatt Hotels says it is taking claims that the CPAC stage. I can't even read this headline. This is so stupid. The CPAC stage, Joe, was inspired by a Nazi rune. I don't even know what that is, by the way. They're taking these claims very seriously. Yeah, I know. And they call the hate symbols abhorrent. This is so embarrassingly stupid. I'm really embarrassed. Folks, here's a little note for CPAC and others when stuff like this happens. Let me show you what they're talking about first. So Sinead Baker wrote this piece. Some liberal, here's the Daily Beans podcast. I don't even know who this person is, but apparently there's a podcast called the Daily Beans. They tweeted out, has anyone noticed the shape of the CPAC stage is in the Odell Rune SS insignia? I don't even know what that is. Apparently it's some Nazi thing. And they show it compared to the stage at CPAC. Like, oh my gosh, CPAC is full of Nazis. And people fall for this stuff. Oh, it is so exhausting. Will you guys just stop issuing statements about this stupidity? Folks, does anybody really believe anyone that the CPAC designers were sitting in a room? Guy, Paula, Joe, please, can we get a little three-way vote on this? Does anybody in this room actually believe the CPAC guys are sitting in a room like this? All right, I don't know how many board members. Say there's like 7 or 8. Yeah. Let's say there's 9, like the Supreme Court or something. It requires 5 to get a vote. And they're like, let's do the stage design. So someone came out and said, guys, I got an idea. There's this Nazi symbol I really dig called the Opal Rune, which I've never heard of in my life. I don't even know what it is. And somebody said, hey, check this. I got a screenshot of it. I suggest we endorse Nazism and we use the Opal Rune. He's laughing like, is this as dumb as it? Does anybody actually believe that? Of course they don't. But media lunatics write these stories and they force people like the Hyatt to make statements. Hyatt people, let me just suggest to you how you handle this. And CPAC, who did a decent job at it. Folks, this is not serious, okay? It is not worth a response. It's a stage designed to look like a stage. Yeah. The fact that it resembles some ridiculous Nazi symbol because some leftist said so, and you know it has nothing to do with it, you're not entitled to a response for stupid. My gosh, why are we even responding to this? This is done all the time. Where they just make something up out of thin air. Is that a Nazi symbol? I don't know. I don't know anything about Nazi symbols. I'm not a leftist. I don't know. Somebody designed a stage that would look cool on walking out. And then some leftist is like, that's a Nazi symbol. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, we got to apologize. What are you apologizing for? You didn't do anything. They do this all the time. You don't believe me? Here's example number 2, The Independent. How did the OK sign become a symbol of white supremacy? What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? How did the OK sign become a symbol of white supremacy? Because of you idiots. Here's our white supremacist of the day, if it was in fact true. Oh my gosh, it's AOC giving an okay sign. What is that? Is she a white supremacist? Joe, someone investigate. Yeah. The Hyatt going to issue a statement on this too?
Too far.
Has AOC ever stayed in a Hyatt?
Yeah.
This is too far. It's definitely, Joe, should she, AOC's office should issue a correction and a statement,
bet.
Don't you think?
You bet, immediately.
And the Hyatt as well. I mean, if she stayed there, she's definitely a white supremacist. Of course she's not a white supremacist, ladies and gentlemen. Silly, ridiculous, dopey policies. No one actually believes that. They just make this stuff up. Do you understand? They just make it up. And we fall for it, apologizing. CPAC handled it well. But why is the Hyatt issuing a statement on this? Here, the Hyatt, here's what you should have said. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a stage. The fact that some leftist lunatic, who seems to have an unusual interest in Nazi symbols, by the way, made some ridiculous correlation that doesn't exist, doesn't require us to apologize when we didn't do anything wrong. Thank you, double-barreled. By the way, thank you to all the people at CPAC who listened to the show, came up and took selfies, and they loved the double barrel. I know, I'm sorry, it's the family-friendly double-barreled, if you get what I mean. All right, Guy, we're going to have to skip this Wall Street Journal stuff. I love this story for tomorrow, but I got to get to this segment in the end. I'll get to this Wall Street Journal story tomorrow about energy, how this energy policy in California is just backfiring so badly and screwing over the people you think it's supposed to help. But I got to get to this segment first. Usually at the end of the show, I try to do some kind of hero. I have heroes of the day today. I got a couple videos. But I got a zero of the day first. Our zero of the day, we may start to incorporate this too, is Daniel Villarreal at Newsweek. Journalist who apparently doesn't practice actual journalisming. Here's Daniel Villarreal at Newsweek, writes an article about me at CPAC and my speech. Article overall wasn't too bad, but at the end, he just includes fake news because Daniel Villarreal doesn't have the time to actually go out and verify that what he's saying is true. So he wrote in his story, what did I tell you about this story about Cumulus and Westwood One? How it was going to come back again and again and again. I've told you a million times. Here's Daniel Villarreal repeating some fake news that Bongino, that's me, and other conservative radio hosts were ordered by Cumulus Media not to repeat Trump's thoroughly debunked claims that widespread voter fraud had stolen the election from him. Cumulus Media is a media outlet with numerous right-wing radio stars. Ladies and gentlemen, we have offered $100,000 from my own personal Dan Bongino account to anyone in the media who can produce the actual electronic email from Cumulus Media ordering me to do that. No one has claimed the $100,000 because the story's fake. I've debunked it six different ways from Sunday, but Daniel Villarreal couldn't bother to actually check with Cumulus, who would have debunked the story too. Daniel, of course, you know, is a Newsweek journalist, so facts aren't really their thing. I'm sure the fact checkers, Joe, will be all over that. Right, sure. So I emailed Daniel Villarreal telling him what a buffoon he was. And this is the new version of the story. He thinks I didn't catch this, by the way. Now, notice how he cites the Washington Post. Now it's about the Washington, not about him. The Washington Post reported that Cumulus Media, a media outlet with right-wing stars, including Bongino, ordered its conservative media host not to repeat Trump's debunked claim. Bongino contacted Newsweek to say the Cumulus Media never sent him such an order. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the correction. Maybe you want to put that in before you write the story the first time. You know, journalism things, fact-checking and all that. There's our zero of the day, Daniel Villarreal. Journalists, folks, journalists who really couldn't even bother to call Cumulus and say, hey, did that actually happen? Crazy, Joe, right? Fact-checking and all?
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel. We needed a good segment today. You provided us some good material. Been holding on to that for the whole weekend. Here are our heroes of the day. First, I don't know Caitlin Bennett. I've heard of her before, but Caitlin Bennett is, I guess, an amateur journalist who's actually interested in fact-checking. She ran into another fake news specialist, Jim Acosta at CPAC. And here's Caitlin Bennett doing actual journalism work. Here's one of our heroes of the day, Caitlin Bennett, asking Jim Acosta why he's such a fake news specialist. This is pretty awesome. Check this out.
One last question, Jim. Will you disavow and denounce Antifa?
I'm so sorry. We really are.
You already talked to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking, you're just so handsome. I can't get away from you, Jim. Will you denounce Antifa by name? Will you denounce Antifa by name? The violence. Denounce their violence. BLM and Antifa.
Of course.
Specifically, you like to talk about Trump supporter and their violence. Why don't you talk about the Democrat violence?
But ma'am, I've already spoken to you. I'm sorry.
Antifa. Here, I'll put on the COVID barrier.
We're trying to do our job.
And so am I. So leave me alone. Leave me. Just keep walking.
You guys know where they put the golden Trump?
Why are you obsessed with him? You don't ever stop thinking about him, do you?
This is Caitlin Bennett. Again, I don't know you. Maybe I should. Hero of the day, Caitlin Bennett. Yeah, I already talked to you, ma'am. She goes, yes, but you're so handsome. I need to keep talking. I heard you. That was the best line of the whole thing. Caitlin Bennett, there's heroes of the day. I ran into our friends at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's group. You're wondering what this white thing here is. If it's a liberal, they're probably like, oh my gosh, a white thing. Dan Bongino, oh my gosh, was he at that Nazi convention at CPAC? No, no. I ran into the Project Veritas people who I love and adore. As I always say, Project Veritas, the most dangerous organization in America if you are not a truth teller. And I begged them. I begged them. Paula, did I not? Did I not beg them? I begged them for my own retraction alpaca. And I got one! Even though I don't have to retract anything, I will give this to Daniel Villarreal for his retraction in Newsweek, though, by the way, in honor of the Project Veritas people. You know the song, Retracto, the retraction alpaca, running out of air. How do you do that, Joe, when you sing? How do you stop running out of air?
Is there
a trick to that?
No, no.
Okay.
Eventually it comes to an end.
Oh, okay. It does, right? It does. But so maybe you have to train your lungs.
You do.
It's my favorite song, the Retracto Alpaca. Project Veritas gives these out to journalists they force to retract things. So Veritas, if you could go contact Daniel Villarreal for me and give him a Retracto Alpaca, I would really, because I really don't want to give away mine, but I will. This is the Retracto Alpaca. Here is Project Veritas, my heroes of the day. Again, the most dangerous group in America to people who like to spout lies and misinformation, confronting noted fake news specialist Dave Weigel. I don't even know his name. This guy's a real tool. Dave Weigel, who used to go after me personally all the time. When you look at Dave Weigel, he resembles a 70s porn star a little bit. You'll see that from the video. But here's Project Veritas issuing Dave Weigel, his two retraction alpacas for having to retract articles about Project Veritas. Check this clip out. This is hilarious.
Weigel?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Christian Hartsock, Project Veritas. Have you met Retracto the correction alpaca?
Oh.
We distribute these alpacas to journalists who have to retract things. We owe you two because you've had to make two retractions. The first one was for a story you did in 2013 where you said we, quote, untruthfully portrayed the San Diego Acorn guy, which of course you had to retract. The second one,
Kyle Urich,
you claimed that we recorded Bernie Sanders volunteers, I suppose, to minimize the impact of the story, but of course they were paid staffers. Take your alpacas. They were well earned. I think it's important to speak to the American people as to why it took you 7 years to issue the first retraction. It took you 7 minutes for the second one, but you deleted the tweet too. Why did you need to retract in the first place?
Yeah, again, I'm in the middle of something.
You don't feel that you owe the American people an explanation.
I actually hadn't even looked at the alpacas now. They are cute. Well, it's eco-friendly. That's good. Yeah. They're cute.
Did you see the part, Joe, where there's two people, folks, if you're watching on video, you saw it, but if you're listening on audio or terrestrial radio, there's two of them there from Project Veritas walking with Dave Weigel asking, you know, these questions. And the other guy, there's actually three. There's a guy holding the camera. Excuse me, there's three guys. There's another guy with him. And like halfway through, did you see it? He's like, he's showing the audience the retraction alpaca. You got to watch it. Rumble.com/Bongino. Did you catch it, Joe? The second guy who I met backstage, who's hilarious too, he's like this. Showing the audience the retraction alpaca is hilarious. The greatest scene ever. Retracto, the retraction alpaca. I got my very own, which I will give to Daniel Villarreal for having to retract this Newsweek column. All right, I'm running out of time. I do have to get this last video though. Three heroes of the day, just quickly. The Golden Globes were last night. Nobody knows. Nobody watched it because it's Hollywood and Hollywood hates us and we pay back the favor, which is great. But remember this from the Golden Globes last year, Joe. Here is a 30-second segment of comedian Ricky Gervais last year at the Golden Globes. We had to bring him back as a heroes of the day today, just filleting his Hollywood phony, fake fraud audience. Bring it, Ricky Gervais.
Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... So...
Worth bringing back. That blank spot at the end is intentional. Believe me, if you heard the real thing, that would not do well on terrestrial radio. We would probably get an FEC fine. Thank you, Ricky Gervais. Gosh, did that need to be said? All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. One small request I always ask, please subscribe to our Rumble account. Rumble.com, RUMBLE.com/Bongino. That is our video show right there. If you put that in your internet browser, rumble.com/Bongino, it goes right to our page. Click that subscribe button. It is free. There's no money changes hands at all. It's totally free. It is our free speech alternative channel to YouTube. We are almost at an astonishing 1.5 million subscribers to our Rumble channel. Please watch the video version. I think you'll get a kick out of our various gesticulations, if we'll call them that. Rumble.com/Bongino. Check it out today. Thanks for tuning in. I will see you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.